Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you, and welcome to this week's edition, an Open Championship edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. So good to be with you. Bob, your dad made it around Twitter world on Friday as one of the accounts threw out there who's the most underrated golfer in history, and your dad's name always gets thrown out by people there.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's hard. Yeah, it's hard not to. I mean, he's seventh all-time in wins on the PGA Tour with 51. He's got the Masters in 1970, a pair of U.S. Opens. He's got a senior open, senior PGA?
No, senior players championship.
Yeah, senior players and the senior open, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got three of those gold medals.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, very good stuff. So, yeah. And he's also the winningest U.S. Ryder Cupper in history. So, you know, for all of that, Hall of Famer and the likes, yeah, Billy Casper probably doesn't get as much of a run. But you know what? Your dad, he told me, and I know you were there for this, that if he had a regret, probably was that he didn't play this Open Championship as often as he did. And at the time, they were different circumstances, but it really felt like this his game really set up for this type of play.
Yeah, it did. He felt it did. First of all, he was a low ball hitter. He wasn't a high ball hitter. So he could keep it underneath the wind. And I mean, he could really hit it low. And he just enjoyed playing links golf. And case in point, first time he went over was in 1968. He'd been on tour for almost, 12 years? 1968, he goes over and he's leading the golf tournament going to the back nine. In fact, going to the last four or five holes and hit it in the gorse, I think on the 14th hole at Carnoustie, and ended up losing the golf tournament at that point. Gary Player ended up winning, but he was winning that golf tournament the first time he'd ever played in a British Open. So, yes, he did feel that that was probably his biggest regret.
And there's not a lot of players that win in their first try in a major championship.
Right.
So, yeah, obviously there was something that suited his game there. Hey, we got a lot straight ahead. We're going to welcome in Rex Hoggard coming up next from Golf Channel, and then we'll get all into it. The 152nd Open Championship. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise on the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Let's head over to Troon, Rex Hoggard, Golf Channel and golfchannel.com joining us right now. Rex, it has been an interesting start to the Open Championship. Let me ask you this, your first impressions of Troon, and has it played completely different than you thought it would, having seen practice rounds early in the week versus how the tournament rounds have gone?
Well, yeah, I think that's probably the biggest issue with the players is the wind and the conditions were completely different on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday than what they ran into Thursday and Friday. And that's kind of part of Lynx Golf. I mean, there's no complaints there. They know that the weather changes pretty quickly around here. I was taken by a stat earlier in the week that in 2016, there was a huge luck of the draw issue, if you guys remember. On Friday afternoon, yeah, there was a storm that came through. And it ended up being like the second most lopsided draw in the history of this championship. And that goes back centuries. So it's saying something. We're not going to get that extreme this week, but you're going to have the luck of the draw again. And we're seeing it sort of, you know, the guys that ended up going early on Thursday and then late on Friday, they ended up on the wrong side. And you don't want to make excuses for any of them. I mean, that's kind of the way it works out. But it gives you a really good example of how this tournament can just get to you. And it doesn't matter how good you're playing coming in. It doesn't matter how much confidence you have. It's sort of Mother Nature driven.
So what do you think about Shane Lowry up there at the top of the leaderboard and his play so far this week?
It's fun. I think this goes back to the idea of how we all know what he did at Port Rush and how emotional that was for him. But I love the idea that a lot of guys do things different coming into this event because it's so different. You're playing Lynx Golf and the different conditions that what you play essentially 51 weeks out of the year. A lot of them have started playing the Scottish Open the week before. Shane didn't do that. He decided he made a scouting trip over here about 2 weeks ago and played a couple of rounds. And he kind of talked about it on Thursday after his round. And he said it was helpful on two fronts. One, it helped him sort of get the pace of the greens. And that's always a struggle for tour players coming over here because they're pretty slower. I mean, dramatically slower, some might say. So if you can get the pace of the greens 2 weeks earlier, it certainly helps. And he, as I just pointed out, the changing conditions, he played this golf course in the winds that they ended up finding on Thursday and Friday. He knew what to expect when the winds shifted and suddenly going out, you're into and coming in, you were down. And it was a completely different feel for most players, and he was prepared. I think that speaks volumes.
Rex Hoggard joining us from Royal Troon. he's a likable guy too, and we could spend a lot of time on Shane Lowry and probably will coming up how the rest of this weekend, but it's been an interesting run of majors so far, especially for the Americans. And I got to give Justin Ray some credit throwing out the American major sweep. I didn't realize that we're on the precipice of a chance for the U.S. to have all four in the same year since 1982 when Watson did it twice, including there at Royal Troon. What's your take on the way the Americans have been dominating majors of late?
I think it speaks to the strength of American golf. And you look at what Bryson DeChambeau did at the U.S. Open, and that was so impressive. And then you have Scottie Scheffler, who's world number one. And we all know that Scotty has won six times this year and how special he is. So, that's very close to sweeping the major championships. I think this week's going to present a little bit more difficult of a struggle. If you just kind of take a snapshot of the leaderboard, there are Americans up there, certainly Scottie Scheffler would be one you would look at. Xander Schauffele would be another. He, of course, won the PGA Championship, but it's distinctly European condition. So I think this weekend will challenge that stat that Justin Ray threw out there, I believe.
What's your overall feeling on Troon, just general, as a golf course and just being over there? I know you've been to a lot of the open rotas. What is so unique about this one or different than some of the others that you've seen?
I sort of talked about the lopsided draw, and that has a lot to do with obviously weather. But the other one is it's a traditional out and back. So I think we were having this conversation earlier this week. I believe this and the old course are the only true traditional out and back route. And by that, I mean essentially you just have nine holes that run down the coast in one direction and the other nine holes that run back up the coast. And like there's some deviations in there, of course, and you have kind of a circle at the old course once you sort of get out on the estuary. But those are the only two where if you do get a solid win, which is what we have for Thursday and Friday, that now all of a sudden it's impacting one set of nine holes in a very specific way and the other set of nine holes in another way. I think my colleague Doug Ferguson said it really well early in the week. It's a short out and a long back. And by that, I mean, I think it's over 300 yards longer coming back. And it usually plays into the wind. That's not necessarily the case this week. But having watched Royal Troon a couple of times, I probably didn't put it very high in the rotation of Open Championship courses, but I had the opportunity a couple of times to playing it. I became friends with a member. And once you get out there on the golf course, it's really special. And I would say after Muirfield, it's probably my second favorite now.
Oh, that's it. I love that. Wow. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome. What about that postage stamp hole? I mean, for a 123-yard hole, these guys are sure having a tough time.
I love it so much. I did a hit on it earlier on a live from this week, sort of talking with players about it, swing coaches, and trying to get an idea. And I love the idea. I talked with Justin Parson. He works with a lot of tour players. And his idea was you find whatever yardage you're most comfortable swinging. Like, forget about where the pin is. Billy Horschel had a great line. He said there's only really one hole location for that hole. And, of course, there's more than that. But from a player's perspective, you find whatever yardage works best for you, whatever your stock yardage is. If it's 123 yards, I don't care where the pin is, you play to 123 yards, whatever you're comfortable with. Name me another 123-yard hole on the PGA Tour. Certainly TPC Sawgrass comes to mind. It's a little bit longer. That's in the 145, 150 range. Pebble Beach, number six of Pebble Beach is the one that immediately comes to mind. But I just think it's so special. And JT talked about it earlier in the week that as we sort of always look from a design perspective to make courses longer and longer and longer because of how far players are hitting the balls. And it's becoming increasingly obvious that length isn't the answer. Better designed holes are the answer, and the postage stamp is a perfect example of that.
Amen to that. Rex Hoggard, Golf Channel, joining us. So a lot of attention paid to Tiger Woods, obviously. Colin Montgomery bringing it into the forefront, you know, suggesting, you know, well, why is he even coming out here, Tiger, with a nice shot back? Because I can. I have the option. And then just not a great week for Tiger. Your thoughts on kind of the GOAT and what he did.
Tiger Woods woke up and chose violence that morning when he was addressing Colin Montgomery's comments. Now, he didn't say, I can. What he said is, I can because I've won this. Monty has not, is what he actually said. So it was quite the comeback for Tiger. I was taken by what was sort of a week that was epitomizes his entire year. And it's another lawsuit for Tiger Woods. I don't think that's being overly critical. I just think that's being factual. When you look at what he's done, he's played five events. He's made just one cut. I think he's a collective 45 over par for the year. And that's simply bad golf. And I was taken watching him finish up on Friday afternoon, way outside the cut line, 14 over par for the week, that stands were full. And the boss was very polite and dawned on him, they're no longer there to watch golf greatness. They're simply there to watch one of golf's all-time greats. And I don't want to say that he is in a full-time ceremonial role, because I truly believe that if lightning could strike and if he could get a golf course like this, it's a perfect example, where it was somehow warm and you didn't have the wind blowing and his body cooperated, I can see him finding some magic again. I know we see it. It's still there. The swing is still there. When you watch him play the golf, the body just doesn't cooperate. And I think we've kind of gotten to the point now where the nostalgia of it is going to take over. You and I are going to start talking about, we watched him walk up the 18th hole at fill in the blank. But of course it is, because I believe this is probably the last time he's going to play Troon. Troon is in a 10-year rotation. Let's say that's about right. So that would make Tiger 58. Next time it comes back here, It's hard to imagine him coming back. So we're getting into a weird place with Tiger.
Hey, Rex, before we let you go, who stands out? I mean, there's some interesting stories. We talked about Lowry. Daniel Brown is a bit of a surprise. Obviously, Justin Rose, which is, look, the Open has yielded some older winners, right? Billy Ho's jumped up in there. Obviously, Scheffler and Schauffele. Who are some guys that maybe stand out to you through the halfway point?
I like the Billy Ho line, because he was on the wrong side of that draw back in 2016. Mm. He ended up shooting 85 in the second round, and he remembered it. He talked about it on Friday when we asked him about it. I think there's a couple of names that stand out, but Lowry would be the one, only because he's in this before, and you're right, he's such a funny guy. He was asked on Friday if he's a good front runner, and kind of thought about it for a minute, and his line was, well, I'm not a very good runner. And I said, well, that's the kind of guy I want to interview on a Sunday afternoon. But no, there's a lot of good names I'd be very, very cool with if they won on Sunday.
Rex, thanks so much for taking some time from across the pond. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll catch up to you again.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Rex Hoggard, Golf Channel and GolfChannel.com does a great job. We appreciate him taking a few minutes. Stay tuned. More of the show continues next.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
This segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Black Desert Resort, where you can go to blackdesertresort.com. Find out more about the new Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course. Book a tee time, exclusive real estate. All of that available at blackdesertresort.com. You've all heard about it by now, but you also are asking, when can I get tickets to the upcoming PGA Tour event in October at Black Desert? Here's how you do it. Go to blackdesertevents.com. That's blackdesertevents.com, and it'll give you all the details. In fact, you can register right there to be the first and get a little sneak early preview of buying tickets before it goes on sale to the general public. blackdesertevents.com. PGA Tour stop coming up October 7th through the 13th at the all-new Black Desert Resort in Ivins, Utah, there in just outside of St. George. So super cool stuff. If you haven't been down there, this is definitely one you're not going to want to miss, as the PGA Tour returns to Utah for the first time in 60 years. The Open Championship's been going on for a long time. This is the 152nd playing of the Open. Royal Troon. You just heard Rex Hoggard talk about that. We're going to have Greg Allen he's a commentator for RTE Radio in Ireland coming up next. He's been walking with Shane Lowry. He's been following Rory McIlroy. And those are two players on opposite ends of the story. Yeah, both Irishmen, but one of them's leading and one of them's gone home. What are you more surprised about, that Shane Lowry is leading this one, Bob, or that Rory McIlroy is not playing the weekend?
I'm surprised. I would have a double surprise. Although, having said that, Paul McGinley, before the week started, when he had a pick, he said that he was picking Shane Lowry.
It's interesting.
Which I thought was kind of interesting. And he basically said that he loves Lynx golf. He grew up on Lynx golf. He's played it all his life. He won at World Port Rush. He thought that he would play well here at this golf course because he took the time off after his last event in the U.S. to spend time with family and play over here and get acclimatized to everything. He went and played Royal Troon for, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks before the tournament. He figured out the greens. He felt great with the speed of the greens and everything. And everything now coming to the week of is just a brush up. And he even said the same thing. He said, you can't learn everything you want to learn by just showing up because everything goes so fast those first two or three days of practice rounds and stuff. So I think he put in the time and that was really, really good. So I'm really surprised that he's up there, but not as surprised as Rory McIlroy shooting, 13 over par in two rounds, coming off a 14 under par week last week. And his last start before that was a tie for second at the Open Championship. And then he comes here at the U.S. Open Championship, and then he comes here to the Open Championship and lays an egg. Very unfortunate.
Obviously, I picked Rory coming in this week. I thought about 2011 when he blew his opportunity to win at the Masters, and then the very next major at that time was the U.S. Open, and he went on to win there at Congressional. Yeah. And so I thought maybe we'd see something like that. I just thought with as badly...
Bounce back win?
Yeah, bounce back with as badly as that hurt, that maybe he would just play was with that chip that he needed to bust through and get it done. And he got absolutely smacked by Royal Troon and wasn't able to, for whatever reason, his game just wasn't on. And so he's down the road. But pretty surprising stuff that he would not make it the weekend. But I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at Shane Lowry. I'm impressed that Shane Lowry's doing what he's doing right now, because since his win at the Open back in 2019, he has won twice. Got the 22 BMW Championship on the DP World Tour and this year's Zurich Classic with Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
So, which is a team event. So that's it since the major. And he has, what, three top tens, I think, in majors since then? So three top tens in majors and the two wins on tour. And then this year on tour, he's got five top tens with the win with Rory, the team win. And, right. You know, he's a good driver of the ball. It's like, well, how does Shane Lowry doing this when others are struggling so much? He's 14th in driving. He's 10th in approach. So he's a good ball striker. He's good off the tee. It comes down to putting. And we'll talk to Greg Allen about this coming up, who follows him intimately from RTE Radio, golf commentator in Ireland. But he's 100-something in putting. And so you say, well, maybe there's something here. You know, maybe it's that. But the putter actually sustained him in the first round. He was making all kinds of putts. I think over 100 feet of putts.
Yeah.
But you don't have to rely so heavily on that putter when you strike it as well as what Shane has been striking it, both off the tee and in the iron shots and approach to the green. So
yeah, he's pretty number one in greens and reg this week so far.
There you go.
He's hit, I was just looking at the stats a little while ago, but yeah, it's amazing what he's been able to do as far as getting the ball on the green. So it's good. It's good stuff. And that's why he's there.
66, 69, 7 under par. When you look back at the golf that's been played on this golf course, Henrik Stenson back in 2016, he shot 20 under par. Now, three shots back was Phil Mickelson. Then he had to go all the way back to, like, what, 6 under or something like that to find the next closest. So third place was 14 shots behind Stenson, where second place was just 3. So it's kind of just the Phil and Stenson show back in 2016. In 2004, Todd Hamilton won at 10 under par. Justin Leonard won at 12 under in 97. Mark Calcavecchi at 13 back in 1989. Watson won at 4 under in 1985. And Weisskopf 12 under in 1973. Arnold Palmer 12 under in 1962. And Bobby Locke won at even par in 1950. So that kind of gives you a gamut there. If I'm throwing out the 20 in the even, which are, you know, then you got to start looking at that 12, 12, 13, 12, 10. I mean, that's the number. So you start saying that, maybe somewhere right there.
That's the number. That's the number. And that's what you're going to see. And the reason is because of the weather, totally because of the weather. Like you said, with Stenson and Mickelson, totally because of the weather. So to get that low, you gotta have some calm, you know, and we're looking today at weather that's going to be rainy, light rains for the whole day, and winds around or just under 10 miles an hour. They were gusting up to 40 in the second round.
Brutal.
And it was brutal. And it was changing all the time. But I was just saying, greens and reg, he's got 27 to 36.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, and Justin Rose is second at 26 to 36.
How good's Justin playing?
Oh, it's awesome to watch. Billy Horschel's the same thing, 26 to 36. So, he's playing awesome. He's making some good putts, made a beautiful big breaker to the right on the last hole for a birdie to get to 5 under par. You know, Shane Lowry made a beautiful birdie putt on the last hole as well. It's fun. It's fun to watch these guys play. It's fun to see their shots out of the bunkers because those bunkers are so freaking deep, man.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
They are really deep.
Yeah, let's talk about this golf course, Bob. I mean, you got the first 6 holes. That's when you're supposed to be able to take advantage, but this wind completely took that away. And then you got the next.
Into them and right to left.
The next 6 holes they call hell, and then the last 6 holes, I can't remember what they call it. I just remember the middle 6 holes is brutal. So you start looking at some of that, and you know you've got, you know, this postage stamp 8th hole, which is a short par 3, 120 yard par 3. Yeah. It's got the coffin bunker. Love that, by the way, when you start throwing names like that, you know. Mm-hmm. But then you got the railway hole on 11, and then 10, 11, and 12 seem to be like just absolutely round killers and tournament killers. I mean, some of the guys have struggled on those 3 holes this week.
Yep. Yep. And they have. You know, Tony Finau made a quadruple bogey on the 12th hole in the second round. Our leader, Shane Lowry, made a double bogey on the 11th hole, hit it into the gorse, had to take an unplayable lie, and ended up making a double bogey. And then in his last seven holes, ended up making two birdies and shooting two under par on the back nine. It's amazing. This golf course is tough. And yet it has one of the lowest scoring averages of all the road courses too. Not this week. And that's all because of the weather.
Yeah. Well, the wind direction.
Yeah.
And it's always remarkable to me that it's the same distance. It's the same golf course, all that kind of stuff. And yet the wind changes and it is a completely different golf course. Well, when we come back, we're going to welcome in Greg Allen. He's a golf commentator for RTE Ireland. Knows a little bit of thing or two about these Irish players, including our leader, Shane Lowry. That's next.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI One are so dramatic, not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI One putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks so much for joining us as we're looking at the Open Championship and going across the pond to Royal Troon, a good friend of ours who we sit next to at some of the major championships. He's golf commentator for RTE in Ireland. Greg Allen is our guest. Greg, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm standing beside the media shuttle bus stop right outside the media center on a typically Scottish summer. I was going to say winter's evening, because that's kind of what it feels like. I better go inside the media center. Then you won't feel the force 9 gale force wind that's blowing around, which has been, you know, upsetting a great deal of the scoring today, as you well know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a very interesting day.
Yeah, how would you describe those wins for those of us that aren't there? We're watching it on TV, and the players are obviously struggling, but just how difficult were they?
Well, I think the fact that there were crosswinds was the biggest real part of this. And I think as well that, you know, you saw the degree to which Rory McIlroy toiled today. He was six over par, six holes at one stage. He wasn't the only. You saw Tony Finau having a hard day, and lots of players really just toiled in crosswinds. And I think as well, you know, it's an indicator that this today was, and to some degree yesterday, but more so today, this today is the antithesis of what you see on the PGA Tour, where, you know, spin rates of driver faces and all of these things are analyzed to death. I don't think any amount of scientific, real, you know, nerdy progress in the game could have prepared any of the players here for what they faced. This was a shot-making day. And look, I mean, I know Shane Lowry is Irish, but he's one of the best shot makers in the game, and a shot maker is on top of the leaderboard. Somebody who really does craft shots through the wind, and that uses the wind, and he did it, you know, quite brilliantly today.
Yeah, it was amazing to watch him play, and it was, like you said, it was amazing to watch the guys, even from the start, get on the first tee, have to hit like up to four clubs more. On a shot into the first hole and that kind of thing. How does Shane Lowry deal with that? Like you said, he's a shot maker, and he looks very comfortable. He looks like almost as if he was smiling as he was playing the golf course.
Yeah, he was slightly lucky with the break in the draw. So the draw has worked out well for Shane. I think that side of the draw, who played late yesterday and early today, got the best of the conditions. The winds dropped yesterday at about 3 o'clock for the first round, and he was out in that afternoon wave at around 3 o'clock. And this morning it was flat calm, so the wind only got up for the last probably 10 holes of Shane's round. And the critical part about that was he had played most of the holes on the front nine, which had the worst of the wind in the afternoon, but he was through those before the wind got up. So he did get a bit lucky with the break of the way the British Open draw always goes. You know, there's always wind involved with tides going in and tides going out on links courses. And I think he did get a nice break on the weather in that regard. However, when the wind got up, you know, the way Shane plays the game is he kind of feels the shot before he plays the shot. In other words, there's not a one swing for every shot like you see with a great deal of players, and, you know, especially those who are trained on TrackMan. And Shane, you know, probably uses all that scientific equipment, but he just feels the shot. There were loads of sawn-off finishes to his swing today to keep the ball low or just to control the spin on the ball, you know, with his hands at the last minute. There was loads of that going on, and he did it really well. He had one big problem today, and that was on the 11th hole where he got away with a drive which was leaking right and went into the heavy-looking rough, but he caught a pretty good lie in the rough. And just as he was about to play his second shot to the green, a photographer moved, just stood up with his camera, and Shane was about to step off the shot, but then just decided to play it. And he hoiked it left into heavy gorse. It looked like a lost ball, but it was eventually found, and he ended up with a double bogey six. But what happened after that was that he recovered really well. The very next hole, the 12th, he's playing back into the wind, and he hit two bullets through the wind onto the green, two putted, and that kind of settled him. And he covered the last seven holes after the 11th and two under par, which was great golf in the circumstances. And he got in with the round of 69, and that's why we have him top of the leaderboard, seven under par. You know, he's in a better position at the halfway point here than he was in Royal Port Rush, where he was tied to the lead going into the third round. So we're daring to dream in Ireland at the moment.
Golf commentator for RTE Ireland, Greg Allen, is our guest, and was following Shane Lowry for the first couple of days, and Rory McIlroy. We'll get to Rory, but sticking with Shane, he's a good driver of the golf ball. He's 14th in driving on the PGA Tour, 10th in approach. He's a good ball striker. All of it comes down to his putter, which struggles at times. But I want to throw this out there to you. Like, it felt like Shane Lowry, he wins at Royal Portrush, such a thrilling win. It was fun to watch him win in his home country there, and then COVID hits. And it's almost like his stage and his spotlight got stolen. And I can't believe that was already 5 years ago that he won. But I'm kind of rooting for him just so that he could get back into that spotlight as a major champion. It just felt like he got shorted his due. My daughter was graduating from high school during COVID, and she didn't really get to do the graduation ceremony and those kinds of things. Some of these kids were robbed of that during during that time. And so that's part of my reasoning, not to mention that Shane seems like just a fun guy, but do you have that sense at all that would be kind of a little bit of sweet justice for him to pick up another one and get to enjoy that normally, if you will?
Actually, I didn't really think of that until you said it. And yeah, I can see that, you know, when you cast your mind back, he didn't get a chance to play and defend the Claret Jug in 2020 because there was no Open in 2020. And to some degree, when he went to Royal St. George's in 2021, it was 2 years later when he brought the Claret Jug back,
that's right,
so to speak. What's really fascinating here is that, and I keep saying I dare to dream, but I dare not to predict, and that is, should he win over the weekend, he would be bringing the Claret Jug to Royal Portrush next year, where the Open is going to be held. How cool, yeah, two-time, is that?
Two-time so defending awesome champion.
Yeah, that would be some cool moment for him. Look, the thing about Shane, you mentioned his ball striking statistics. His ball striking is terrific with the driver and with his irons. And they were two areas where he needed improvement. And like, he's a middle-range ball striker in terms of distance. So he's around the 300-yard mark off the tee. He just kind of slots in around that middle rank of PGA Tour players, neither long nor short. But combine that with his accuracy, his fine iron play. You mentioned his putting. There's no question about it that his putting is statistically not great when you look at the overall PGA Tour statistics. And sometimes I think those PGA Tour statistics don't reveal the degree to which some putters are genuinely streaky putters. Mm-hmm. So I'll take you back to the PGA Championship. 3 days in three rounds of the PGA Championship, the first, second, and third round, he had more than 100 feet of putts every day. In fact, on the third day, he had 161 feet of putts. So yesterday in round one, he had 128 feet of putts. So when he gets it going, when he sees the line, he's a very fluid, confident putter. But then when he doesn't, he's streaky. It doesn't always work. Yeah. But when he gets it right, he's one of those real confidence players who stands over a putt. Look, you know this better than I do, Bob, with your father being the most extraordinary putter of his era, or one of the most extraordinary putters in the history of the game. You know, putting is a dark art. You know, you can separate it from almost every other discipline in golf. And Shane kind of, when it comes, it really does come with a lot of feel. And a lot. What I like about his putting at the moment is he's kind of fearless from around 10 feet, which means that on links greens, which are running at about 10.5 maybe in the stimp meter, he's running the ball at the hole to keep the ball online, not afraid of the ball going 3 or 4 feet past. And that's not a bad kind of attitude to have, because on links greens, if you try to dribble the ball in the front of the hole or dive the ball in the hole, the grass has got enough resistance in it for the ball to move and wander when it loses pace. You know, that angel hair type of greens that you have in America on the PGA Tour, where the ball just keeps rolling out and stays online the whole time. That is the opposite to links greens. You know, links greens are relatively slow, and you have to hit them at pace. And I've really noticed the way that he's hitting those makeable putts from 8 to 12 feet with real pace. And I like the way he's putting this weekend.
You know, and it was cool. I listened to him how he came a couple weeks ago to see the golf course and be able to hit some shots around the golf course, putt, and he feels really comfortable on the greens. At least that's what he said. However, Rory McIlroy, you know, comes off of a second place finish at the Open, or at the U.S. Open Championship, missed a couple short putts down the stretch the last three holes, and played decently last week in the Scottish Open, showed well, but comes to this event and just kind of loses it. Your thoughts about Rory, and what do you think is up with Rory right now?
Well, there's no question he went through a really bad patch yesterday. For the last 11 holes, I think he was 7 over par. Today, he was 6 over for the first 6. Combine those together, and it's a really, really rough stretch of holes. There were a lot of crosswinds today. I didn't see Rory hitting too many of his bullet drives that we've seen him hit on the PGA Tour, those ones that don't rise much more than 40, 50 feet in the air. He certainly got caught in crosswinds today early on, and I don't know exactly whether or not it was a physical thing or whether or not, you know, to some degree, it's hard to concentrate as hard on your championship task ahead of you with what's in his head after the US Open. I thought, you know, it's going to take a little while for that US Open experience to dissipate and for time to take its healing effect, and then for him to be truly hungry and dying to get out there and play. I think he didn't play well today. Obviously, he's missed the cut. He's way back at 75 today. Add that to his 78, and he's miles off the cut mark, and he's 11 over par. So, and he got to one stage, you know, in the front nine, he knew he wasn't going to make the cut. And after that, he covered the back nine in 33 strokes. You know, so the golf is there. Like, we all, I think, love to watch and listen to Rory's, reasoning of things. Because he is so kind of honest about a lot of stuff. He's at times the gift that keeps on giving us stories, and some of them are like they are right now, not that much fun for him, but they are always like a soap opera almost, the way that he's either utterly brilliant or when things go wrong, it can go very, very wrong. But I think, you know, it doesn't take a lot of analysis of what's happened to him between Pinehurst and here to realize that it's one of those parts of his career that he's just going to have to work his way out of. And it's going to be a difficult part of his career to work his way out of, because he's had such reversals at the Open Championship in St. Andrews in 2022, you know, when he didn't make a real big forward move in the final day and got caught by Cam Smith, you know, 30 strokes in the back nine. And then, of course, Wyndham Clark at the US Open last year, who'd never finished higher than 75th in a major golf championship. And yet Wyndham Clark was the one player between Rory and winning the US Open. And Bryson DeChambeau was the one player between him and winning the US Open this year. There always seems to be somebody who is there, you know, in front of him. But he needs to find, obviously, this accommodation with how difficult it is for him to win a major. How he rests that sort of thought process in his head and comes up with a solution, if he ever does, is something that I think he's probably reflecting on right now quite deeply. But, you know, clearly he's missed the cut here. I wouldn't read too deeply into this. He's going to be competing at the Olympic Games. Wouldn't that be a nice little bit of redemption to win the Olympic gold medal or something like that? That might get him back into a reset mode.
Yeah, for sure. Greg Allen from RTE Ireland joining us. Before we let you go, and we appreciate you spending some time. There's four Americans in the top 10 heading into the weekend, so obviously we have some rooting interest there, but Shane Lowry's at the top of my list outside the Americans and maybe even ahead of some of the Americans. Justin Rose is right there as well, though, which I think is a cool story. We've seen some older players win the Claret Jug. What's your thoughts as far as what you dare to dream? Who of those players in that top 10 in your mind might be one to kind of wreck that dream of Shane Lowry taking the Claret Jug back to Port Rush?
I think mentioning Justin Rose is you're dead right. It's a great story. Justin Rose loves this Open Championship so much that, you know, being a current Ryder Cup player and still, you know, a very decent player, although he's had, you know, a rough enough season apart from the PGA Championship in which he was sixth, and he had a good run at the PGA Championship. But going to qualify for the Open at Burnham and Barrow, the links course down near Bristol, in the south west of England, you know, showed his intent to try to make the field for the Open. And yesterday he shot a bogey-free 69 in the hardest of the conditions in the morning, you know, 16 pars and two birdies. And today he remained without a bogey on his card until the 12th, which was at a viciously difficult hole today. And that was the only bogey he made today. Like, the 12th on the back nine was the one hole that plays back into the wind. And as I said, Shane Lowry hit two bullets onto the green, two perfect bullets onto the green, but it was a very difficult hole, and it was the only hole that Justin Rose bogeyed today. What a story. 43 years old, US Open champion in 2013, you know, played well at the Ryder Cup in Italy, and, you know, hasn't had a very erratic season, but he's played well in the PGA Championship, and he's playing really well here. Rounds of 69 yesterday in the worst of the conditions, and the 68 today matched the toughest of the best rounds of the day. So, yeah, Justin Rose is a serious contender. The other player tied for second place, Daniel Brown, is a winner on the DP World Tour, but he's ranked 273 in the world. He is someone who's had some injury problems, doesn't have a particularly good CV in terms of tournament performance this year, but he's played beautifully. You know, he shot 65 yesterday, and then that was a really, really fine round of golf. Finished almost in the complete darkness. But he's a real outsider in terms of where he is in the world rankings, 273. So he's tied for second with Justin Rose. So then you got to scroll down to tied fourth place, and you got Billy Horschel, Dean Burmester from LIV, and then Scottie Scheffler. There he is again. He's just there again. And like, Scheffler's never finished higher than eighth in the Open. But look, you know, he adapts to everything that he needs to do these days. He just seems to pop onto the top end and business end of leaderboards all over the place. And two rounds of 70, you know, nothing spectacular. And two rounds of 70, and there he is, right in contention, only three players ahead of him, just five strokes off the lead with 36 holes to go. He's the biggest threat, unquestionably. But Xander Schauffele, PGA champion, 11 top 10s this year, including that PGA championship win. Just, you know, a consistency machine, showing it here with rounds of 69 and 72. He's tied for seventh place. He's only six off the lead. And look, we all know, you know, what moving day is like, and, you know, how much can happen in the space of nine holes in an Open championship or any major championship, let alone 36 holes. There's a huge long way to go here for Shane Lowry, and he's got some serious challenges, not least of which Brooks Koepka is right up there, you know, five major championships. Joachim Niemann from the LIV series. Today he had a quintuple eight at the postage stamp eighth hole, and he came back with a backhand of 31 to shoot 71. Imagine having a 71
wow.
in really tough conditions with a five over par on one hole. So, you know, he's a fine, fine player, Joachim Niemann. Dustin Johnson's even up there. There's a surprise.
Yeah.
But he had almost checked out in terms of being a major championship contender, but he's right up there. He's just on one over par. He's eight shots off the lead, admittedly, so he needs to do something special. But we know things special do happen on moving day.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Great insights, Greg. Always appreciate it. Hope you enjoy the weekend there. Miss seeing you, but we'll catch up to you again real soon.
See you, Brian. See you, Bob.
Greg Allen, thanks, Greg. Commentator for RTE Ireland, and just an all-around good person. Really appreciate him taking some time from over there in Troon to give us the scene and some insights on the Open heading into the weekend. Hope you enjoyed that. Stay tuned. More of the show continues next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Sports Byline USA News, I'm Alex Dorfler.
And I'm Ben Murphy.
The Los Angeles Clippers are sending guard Russell Westbrook a second-round pick swap and cash to the Utah Jazz in a sign-and-trade agreement for guard Chris Dunn. The Jazz and Westbrook are expected to agree on a contract buyout, and he's expected to sign with the Denver Nuggets once clearing waivers. This would be the second time in less than 2 years Westbrook would be waived by the Utah Jazz and has still never played a game for them. Westbrook, the future Hall of Famer, played for the Clippers for only 2 seasons where he averaged a career-low 11.1 points per game.
The WNBA is set to receive $2.2 billion over the next 11 years in a new TV rights deal. They will piggyback off the NBA's new deals with Disney, NBC, and Amazon. The value of this new deal is more than triple what the league's current deal is. The WNBA currently gets $60 million per year. After 2025, when their current deal ends, the new deal will earn them over $200 million annually.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
WNBA superstar Caitlin Clark sets WNBA and Indiana Fever franchise record. In a loss against the Dallas Wings, Clark had 19 assists, a single-game record. The single-game assist record was previously held by Courtney Vandersloot, who had 18 in a game last season. Clark also set the single-game rookie record, passing Taisha Pinheiro, who set the record with 16 in 1998. Clark also overpassed Fever's single-season assist record with 202 in only 23 games. After this historic performance, Clark's odds for Rookie of the Year have jumped from minus 600 to minus 2,000.
Caitlin Clark and Sabrina Ionescu have both rejected offers to participate in the three-point contest this year. Clark has the record for most three-pointers in women's college basketball history with 548, while Ionescu currently owns the best three-point contest score of all time with 37 points, shooting 25 for 27 in a single round. This is Sports Byline USA News.
Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The baseball season resumes this weekend, and as a trade deadline looms at month's end, one of the surprises to date are the Boston Red Sox. Alex Cora has this team shooting for the AL East title, and why not? Baltimore's not running away and hiding as they did last season, and the Yankees continue to go sideways over the past month and a half. Sox pitching odometers are ready to turn over, however, and that should be priority one. Several candidates exist, including former Red Sox Nathan Eovaldi of the Texas Rangers. The question is, can Texas win a weak division and then go deep? And speaking of Cora, his contract is up at season's end, and will that be a distraction come fall? He's a big part of this Sox resurgence, and it's reminiscent of when John Farrell took Boston all the way in 2013 after the Bobby Valentine experiment failed miserably in 2012. Can history repeat itself? Sports in 60, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
NFL first overall pick Caleb Williams signs a 4-year, $39 million fully guaranteed contract with the Bears. The contract also includes a $25 million signing bonus. In college, Williams won the 2022 Heisman with the USC Trojans. Williams that season set school records in passing yards and touchdowns. The Bears hope that Williams will be able to bring that success to Chicago.
The Bears' ninth overall pick, standout Washington wide receiver Rome Odunze, has officially signed his rookie contract. The contract is a 4-year, $22.7 million fully guaranteed deal with a fifth-year team option. Odunze led college football in 2024 with 1,640 yards on 17.8 yards per catch.
Have a good day.
And remember, you're listening to Sports Byline USA News. I'm Ben Murphy.
And I'm Alex Dorfler.
Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.center of Iowa.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. Typically at Royal Troon, the back nine is the more difficult of the two.
Right.
Including the 11th and 12th hole there, the Railway, and then 12 has just been an absolute round killer for so many players. But this week, with that south wind, it felt like the front nine was like the back nine, and the back nine was even worse. It's been absolutely brutal.
I was watching on Saturday morning, and they were talking about one of the players. It might have been Tyrrell Hatton. You know, he hits a nice shot off the tee. He's just a little bit short of the bunker down the left, maybe 10 or 15 yards short. He's got like 150 yards or 160 yards. And that's normally like a, I don't know, a 9-iron or a wedge for those guys. And he hit a 4-iron. Mm. It was a 4-club wind going into him on the first hole. He goes, you should never have to hit a 4-iron into the first hole at Royal Troon. He's played it enough. But that's what it was, and that's how heavy the wind was. And at that time, it was gusting between about 30 and 40 miles an hour. It was crazy.
Mm, unreal. Shane Lowry leads at the halfway points, 7 under par for the man who hoisted the claret jug back in 2019 in his home country there, Royal Port Rush, where they will return. And you heard Greg Allen from RTE Radio, who dares to dream, he says. He dares to dream that Shane Lowry might take that claret jug back to Royal Port Rush next year, should he go on to win this week.
Yeah, Daniel Brown at 5 under par, along with Justin Rose. He's playing some great golf. He's only made one bogey.
How about that?
In 36 holes, remarkable. Justin Rose. He knows how to control his ball in these type of elements and around links golf. Billy Horschel at 2 under par, along with Dean Burmeister and Scottie Scheffler. Then you got Corey Connors at 1 under, Jason Day at 1 under, Xander Schauffele at 1 under, and also Patrick Cantlay at 1 under. There are only 10 players under par for the week.
Four of them are Americans. Yep. And Billy Horschel and Scottie Scheffler leading the way at 2, as you said. Cantlay and Schauffele, they're at 1. So it'll be interesting to see how far back is too far back. A lot of that has to do with the weather. A lot of that has to do with how the leaders play. Are they going to come back just a little bit or not? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. I love how you just glossed over world number one, Scottie freaking Scheffler there at 2 under par. I know. You just glossed right through him, though. blow right through them, as in didn't put any point of emphasis, as in you better look in your rearview mirror because 6 wins out of 10 starts is right behind you. We'll talk about it next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it. Literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geofoam fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. At Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah, you have a full-service golf destination resort with a Tom Weisskopf Championship design golf course, a hotel, residential villages, a water park, pickleball facility, hiking and biking trails, restaurants, spa, convention center, everything you could need or want in a great location setting right at the base of Snow Canyon. It is phenomenal. It's beautiful. The golf course is amazing, and they'll host PGA Tour coming up in October, which if you're interested, you go to blackdesertevents.com where you can find out all the details on upcoming tickets that will be available. blackdesertevents.com. That's blackdesertevents.com. And thanks again for joining us here. Open Championship edition of Real Golf Radio. Really excited. Later this hour, we're going to take a short break from talking about the Open and welcome in Dave Neville from Callaway Golf. They have released their new wedges, Opus, the new Opus wedges, and I'm excited to find out more about that. So,
it's going to be fun.
The thing about wedges, Bob, is, and I used to be a standard guy. You talked wedges. When we first
wedges.
When we first started the show, you got me going to the 54-58 combo.
Yeah.
But then I decided I wanted a 60 for just a little bit of more touch around the greens, but I stayed with the 54 because I just like that number. I hit that more consistently from the distances that I that I want to play. So I have a little bit of a gap. I go 50, 54, 60. And so many people have so many different combinations and what loft you know, do you want on those? What grind do you want on those? You know, blah, 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 what color? And that's, yeah, that's a lot. So we'll see what Neville's got for us. We'll see what that Callaway Opus is all about coming up here in a little bit. And then America's Favorite Caddy stops by. He's going to help us wrap this thing up and get you ready for the rest of the weekend of the 152nd mm-hmm. Open Championship. Pretty interesting stuff. You know, when you've got kind of a perfect game going, you want to send in somebody that isn't afraid to wreck it. And that's kind of what the internationals, Europeans have done. They've sent in Shane Lowry, who is trying to wreck the opportunity for Americans to sweep the majors, all four majors, for the first time since 1982. By the way, that year, Tom Watson won twice, including the Open Championship at Royal Troon. So it was a full American sweep. Americans have won six straight majors, by the way, but that came beginning after John Rahm won the Masters a year ago. So
yeah,
it hasn't been the calendar. We could say we've got some sort of like hybrid sweep going here, but six in a row is still great, right? But
yep,
four straight, Scottie Scheffler, Billy Horschel, Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele, you hearing what I'm saying? Maybe all the way back there.
Morikawa's only at plus one.
Yeah, I was going to say Morikawa and also Brooksy right there too. Yeah. So yep. Dustin Johnson. Oh, man, those guys, yep. There's a few Americans that are lurking and you know,
there
are. They could take advantage of a couple of slip-ups by those guys. And I'm not wishing anything bad on Shane Lowry. I actually really like Shane. Of all of the, you know, non-Americans that I would want to root for, Shane's probably right up there at the top of the list. He just seems like the most fun guy to hang out with and play golf or whatever.
Yep. So we've talked about those up at the top of the leaderboard. The cut came at plus six.
Six over par. I mean, shoot, who couldn't make the cut if it was six over par?
There was a lot of them. But it's interesting on the website with the Open Championship or opengolf.com, it doesn't say cut. It says out.
Oh, out.
Out.
Would you rather be cut?
So you've got guys like Akshay Bhatia, who's been playing some great golf. Also, Keegan Bradley, going to be the Ryder Cup captain. He missed the cut at plus seven. Will Zalatoris also at plus seven. Any other notables? Bryson DeChambeau at plus nine. And then you've got Tony Finau at plus 10. Victor Hovland also at plus 10. Also, Åberg, he finished at plus nine. Then you got Rory McIlroy at plus 11.
That was my pick, man, and not even close.
Yeah, Cameron Smith at plus 12. And then Tiger Woods at plus 14. Sahith Theegala at 14, plus 14 as well. So Wyndham Clark at plus 16. Just a difficult, tough golf course under the conditions and the winds and everything. It's really held its strength up with the weather that's come in. But had the weather not come in, then you look at a golf course that you can pretty much tear up pretty good.
Justin Rose has missed his cut in three of the last four majors. He was sixth at the PGA. Was runner-up in 2018 at the Open. That doesn't seem like too long ago. So we'll see what Rose has going for him. Scheffler, he's playing in just his fourth Open Championship. He went 8th, 21st, 23rd. And, of course, as we mentioned, he's won six of his last 10 starts. So he's obviously hot. One of the guys we haven't even mentioned, I got to give him some due, man. Dan Brown. I mean, did you know his brother is on the bag? And his brother is Ben Brown. I mean, not a lot of creativity there. If your last name's Dan Brown, like, don't you think you'd want to add some pizzazz or a little something? No, we're going with Dan and Ben. Dan, yep. Ben Brown. I mean, okay. Yep. Look, that's fine. Hey, the 29-year-old Englishman, this guy won, what was it, a big prestigious amateur event, I think, as a youngster, turned pro, and then he won last year on the DP World Tour, went out and qualified for the Open, and he's playing not only his first Open, but his first major championship. Yep. So he just goes out there, and I heard him talking, and he said, look, in order to try to kind of control the situation and not have it seem too big for me, mm-hmm. I chose not to play practice rounds with the big name guys. I just wanted to play with my buddies and try to keep it as normal as possible. That was kind of interesting. Would you, if you're playing in your first major, Bob, do you try to get a game with one of the big names just to say you did? Or do you just go ahead and try to keep it mellow and see what you can
play under the radar, baby?
The whole way?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not me. I'm like, I'm never making the cut. Let's just go play golf with all these guys. Have fun. And then I'll sit and watch it on the weekend.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, he's an Englishman and 200 and what, 47th or?
Yeah, up there in the world.
Around 250 in the world. And everybody's saying he's not in good form coming into the Open Championship. And yet here he is playing some great golf.
Well, it's good stuff. By the way, since Shane Lowry won the Open 5 years ago, he has three top tens in majors. So good to see him back in contention. I hope he has a good weekend. I really do. He's a fun guy. Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take a little tech talk, as we said. We'll talk with Dave Neville, Callaway Golf. Wedges. You're going to love this. And you probably haven't changed yours most recently enough. You'll hear about it next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. We're going to step away from Open Championship talk for just a moment and do a little tech talk with our good friend. He's the Senior Director of Brand Management for Callaway Golf, Dave Neville, joining us right now. Nevs, what's up? Great to have you back on the show, buddy.
Thanks. Good to be with you guys.
Yeah, appreciate that. Hey, by the way, just a quick review. The new Apex Pro irons, still rocking it, man. That's I think I'm 8 years now, three iterations of the Apex Pros, and these are fantastic.
That's awesome. You're a loyalist.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Just wanted to throw that out there. I mean, I think, I'm sure, you know, we always do these interviews like, hey, here's the new thing. We talk about it. I feel like, you know, maybe a little follow-up is probably is helpful, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure.
Yeah. So, Opus. I'm having a little bit, I'm having some fun with this, you know. I mean, I love, I don't know who comes up with the names or how that all works. I'm not sure if that's part of you, but I know brand management, so you've got to be involved in that. What is the process of sitting down and, I mean, I love it. I'm not making fun. I don't want you to come, don't misconstrue what I'm saying. I just, as I read this, I'm like, how do you decide what to call your new clubs? I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it's not easy because there's a lot of trademark issues out there. And you, as you can imagine, like so many different names are taken. But we love the Jaws name. And the Jaws name was around for a long time, going all the way back to 2008. But we really felt like we wanted to do something different with this line. And it was kind of like, what would you put out there if you could put out your very best work? And that's the idea around Opus. Like you'll see in the taglines when we say, this is our opus. So there's kind of ultimate versatility, spin and feel, the best of the best. And we'll talk about it, but we have an Opus and an Opus Platinum. So, you know, people hear about it around the wine and Opus One and all that, but also musically Opus is like, this is your best work, you know, putting out your magna opus. So that's what we felt like it was a great name for this wedge.
Yeah so that. Mr. Neville's Opus. Right.
Exactly. They have movies. They have movies. Yeah. I mean, that was a legendary movie.
So tell us
Mr.
a little
Allen's
bit.
Opus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us between the Opus and the Opus Platinum, a little bit of what are the differences between those four and different types of players?
Yeah, so the Opus line is going to be our core line. This is the one that we have the most options. We have all the grinds and the bounces and the lofts and all that. And that's going to focus on a key area, which is spin. You know, and everybody wants spin in their wedges. So we've got all new spin gen technology. We can talk a little bit more about that. You're going to have two finishes there. You got the four grinds with the TCS and W. The Platinum is something different. This is really something new for us. We wanted to be kind of disruptive. You know, Callaway is all about innovation. So what could we do if we really wanted to have the most innovative wedge that was out there? So we have an all new construction. I think that's really interesting on this wedge. It's not forged and it's not cast. It's a MIMS construction that gives us total control over the feel of the wedge, the materials that go into it. So it's going to feel very soft, but also has tungsten in the top line. So the trajectory of this is much lower, really a controlled trajectory with a lot of spin. Super premium shaft there with the gunmetal, the dynamic gold, 115 mid and the high-end shaft. So it's really kind of the premium version. You know, if you got Mercedes and AMG or BMW and M Series, that's kind of Opus and Opus Platinum.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good comparison. That's really cool. Yeah. So let's step back just a little bit. So those are the mm-hmm. two options. But what is it that in this design, you talked about some of it there, I think, with some of the construction and whatnot. What is it about this that makes this your Opus?
Yeah, so there's a lot that goes into it, but I think one thing that might be interesting to you and the listeners is around just the shaping of this and really being tour driven and tour designed. In the past, we would try to get the tour input, put out a wedge, take it out on tour, try to get adoption. We really wanted to approach that in a different way with Opus here. So we've actually been working on prototypes for this for over 2 years, and we had an Opus prototype in play way back in 2023 in the Masters. We had it in the Ryder Cup. We had it in the Open Championship. We had them in the Tour Championship. We've always already had wins with the Opus prototype, and that's something we've never had before. So we have this shape that we call Shape 6, and the sixth iteration of the ones that we've had out on tour and just getting feedback. So the shaping on this thing is absolutely amazing, but it really is a tour-driven wedge. And in fact, it's already won two majors with Xander Schauffele, the PGA Championship, and Yuka Saso at the U.S. Women's Open. So we're really excited about that.
Right. And the spin. Tell us about the spin.
Yeah, the spin. So it's, we're calling it spin gen technology. And that is really a kind of an umbrella term. First thing, Bob, is that we've got extra grooves on the face. And as you know, there's a groove rule out there. You can't just, you know, put tons of grooves on there. You have to change things about it. So it's a narrow pitch groove, meaning that the grooves are closer together, but there's three additional grooves on the face. And so how does that help you? Well, when the ball rolls up the face, that really helps the control trajectory and give you more spin, basically more edges on the cover of the ball. That's one way to think about it. And then we've got new surface roughness. So this aggressive face blast that goes underneath the face. And that's really as you get closer to the green. So the additional grooves is for full shots. As you get closer to the green, you've got this face blast. And then we have the micro grooves that are offset. So when you open the face, those are going to be straight. And that really helps you with spin around the green. So really kind of three pieces to this spin gen technology. You know, we're seeing more spin than Jaws Raw, which had a ton of spin, and also lower trajectory, which I think is pretty cool.
Dave Neville, Callaway Golf, joining us here talking about the new Opus wedges from Callaway. They are available now for pre-order. Go to CallawayGolf.com. Nevs, I got to think that with wedges, you would get, if you talk to 100 guys, you get 100 different opinions about what a wedge should look like, what a wedge should do, mm-hmm. how it should feel, all that kind of stuff. You've narrowed it down to 5 grinds, and then you've got a couple of different options here to go with those 5 grinds. That's got to be one of the biggest challenges, is just kind of narrowing it down to say, what is it going to, out of these 100 guys, you know, they kind of are going to fit generally into these kind of 5 categories, huh?
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. The grind selection is one of the toughest things that we have to do when we're putting out an offering. And people say to us, like, why do you have so many grinds? It's so complicated. But the thing is, people have different wedge techniques. They play in different conditions, whether they're in Utah or they're in Chicago, you know, it's different. So we have to have a variety of different options. One thing that's new this year is we have an all new tee grind, and that's really tour inspired grind for us. This is going to be really like a narrow sole, low bounce, really that shot maker's wedge. This is the one that's been really popular on tour in the prototype stage, the one that Yuka Sasso and a bunch of others have. So we have that tee grind, that's new. T-grind is going to still be easy to open up, still be crescent sole, but a little bit more forgiving than the T. And then the S and the W are kind of our go-to. The S is super versatile in all conditions, and the W in the wide sole. And then in platinum, we have the extra grind, which is the Z-grind, which was very popular in Jaws Raw. So and not easy to figure out, you know, which ones you want to put in the line. I think we have something like 87 different SKUs available between these two lines.
Yeah.
So, you know, people will say, well, how come the, you know, the 52 doesn't have this one? You know, it's like, yeah, at some point you got to draw the line. And when you get close to 100 different options between the finishes and the lofts and right hand, left hand, we have to look at all the sales data too and see what's performing.
That is, I mean, that blows my mind. You're right. I mean, just inventorying that is insane. I mean, let's look across here. Like the S, you're going to get the most lofts on the S and the W, and then you're going to get, look at that Z grind's got 4, and then you got basically you got 58s and 60s on your T's and C's. Here's the thing. Like Bob and I could probably do a whole hour on what, you know, he could tell me what he likes in his bounce and lofts and all that kind of thing. And you know, how are you going to gap your lofts? Are you going to go with 50, 54, 58? You're going to go 52, 56, 60? Are you going to mix it up, a combination of all those kind of things? And then when you do, what bounce do you want? Well, how do you like to open it up? Do you hit 50 on a full shot? Do you actually chip with your 50? Do you chip with 56, 54, what's coming out of the sand? Do you get what I'm getting at? Like it's kind of an endless thing. How do you simplify that? I haven't deep dived CallawayGolf.com. I'm guessing you have some sort of a selector option or tool or something that's going to help some guys. How do you simplify that process for folks?
Yeah, so two things to think about. People really should get fit for wedges, and a lot of people don't. But if you're going to get fit for irons, you should definitely get fit for wedges as well, because there are a ton of different options. We have a selector tool for self-service out on CallawayGolf.com. The other thing that I'm really excited about is we have all new fitting tools for this wedge line. So with irons, you go and get fit. We have an adjustable hosel that they can do loft and lie. We now have that for wedges as well. So there'll be green grass accounts around the country that you can not only try the different grinds, but they can adjust the lie angle with the hosel there and figure out whether you need it flat or upright, if you want to go stronger or weaker in the lofts. So that's called OptiFit Connect, and that's a new fitting system that we have out there. Along with that, the fitters are going to have a dedicated fitting app that asks a lot of questions about what irons do you use? You know, do you have a pitching wedge in your set? Do you end at the 48? You know, all the gapping questions. And then they take either the TrackMan data or the Foresight data in terms of how you hit the ball and plug that all in and make a series of recommendations. So it's really amazing. I give a shout out. I know you guys are friends with Michael Verska, but yeah, his whole team has been working on this for a number of years. This is like a 4-year project. To try to get a wedge fitting tools and a wedge fitting app that is really scientific, AI driven, and it's really going to help a lot of golfers. But, you know, going into a shop and just pulling a wedge out of the bag and putting it in your bag is just, it's not a smart thing to do. So yeah, we encourage people to get fit.
I love it. I mean, look, you've got the new Opus line. It's available for pre-order now. Brushed chrome and black shadow. You got options in the colorways. You've got options in the lofts. You got options in the bounces. And I can't wait. I mean, and by the way, if you don't remember when you bought your last wedge, it's time to replace it. Let's just put it that way. Yeah. Like, you need to be getting some fresh grooves out there. You can help me with this. Average tour player switching for fresh grooves and wedges is what, Dave?
A month and a half.
Wow.
A month and a half for the lob wedge. The gap wedge, not as often. But you think about how many shots that they're hitting in all these tournaments, plus all the practice that they put in, right? So some guys want to change it every tournament. Not a lot, but some guys will do that. The others will change it maybe every 3 or 4 tournaments. So if you have a wedge and it's 3 years old and you're practicing or playing once a week with it, it's gone. You know, I hate to say it, but you're giving up a ton of spin. We're talking about 2,000-3,000 RPM of spin on a wedge. And we're actually going to put out some data. We're doing some testing. It's going to be really cool. So we're going to take an MD3 wedge that's worn, an MD4 wedge, an MD5 wedge, and a Jaws Raw, and compare them to Opus. So like, a worn out wedge in different statuses, and then see what the spin rate and the launch angle differences are. And I think people are going to be amazed by it.
That is awesome. Yeah, good stuff. Dave, thanks for taking some time, man. Enjoy the open weekend, and it's so great to catch up to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it. That's Dave Neville. He's a senior director, brand management for Callaway Golf. Check out the all-new Opus line of wedges, callawaygolf.com. Pre-order today. We'll take a break, come back. More of the show continues next. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tea times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor from my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot, you'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Hey, welcome back. It's Open Championship Week, and you're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and now America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, the caddy joins us every week here on Real Golf Radio, and let's be honest, it's his show, we're just hosting it for him. Caddy, how are you, my friend? Happy Open Week.
I'm feeling pretty good. I just listened to Padre Carrington, and do we ever get tired of listening to Padre Carrington? I mean, yeah, exactly.
Wow. How would we get tired of listening? You know, that guy, is there anyone that's gone further down a rabbit hole of swing than that guy?
I was sitting with him in the tap room at Pebble about a year or so after he had won his 3 majors in 2 years. We're having a burp. And we start talking golf swing, and I said, hey, I heard you're messing with your swing. He goes, oh, yeah, and he starts going into it. And I said, hey, listen, I've known you for a while, and we're pretty, you know, at least friendly, and I think you're crazy. You just won 3 majors in the last 2 years. Why are you changing? He's like, no. And then he says, have you seen my swing at the Walker Cup? I said, no. So he brought it up on video, and you can tell it's Padre, but it is so much different. And he's like, he's telling me the story about how bad he was. I said, hold on, you're playing Walker Cup and you're telling me you're a hacker? And he said, no, you don't understand. My goal in golf was to qualify for the European Tour. Not to keep my card, just to qualify for it. He didn't think he was good enough to keep his card when he started out. Unbelievable.
And, you know, and I got to play with him. I got to play with him in Morocco the first year he was on the European Tour. He was a rookie that year. Yeah. I played with him in, I think, the third round. I shot like even par, maybe one under, and he freaking waxed me. He was amazing. He was really good.
He did comment that he's always had that spectacular short game, and it is spectacular. Oh. Here's how this guy, you know how we all have our conventional thinking, like, you know, you just have conventional thinking like, oh, you don't do this when you swing or you don't do that. He'll look at anything. I mean, literally anything and try it. He's got the most open mind at thinking outside the box. I have seen him. You'd have to see it to believe it. I've seen him at Pebble putt out of the rough, and I'm talking pretty good rough from 6, 7 feet, 8 feet off the green, bring out a putter on something everybody would bring out the L wedge, open it up, you know, hit the stock bunker shot out of the rough type of thing. I've seen him putt from there and do it successfully. And I thought, who even tries that? Who has even tried that? Right? He like hits the top spin or something. And yeah, he's amazing. He had some great videos about the swing too. They're really, in fact, Ronan, his caddy, told me he's on, he said, maybe only half joking, he likes doing those swing videos better than playing golf. He just feels like he loves doing them, and it's very obvious when you watch him. Anyway, this isn't the pot break show, is it?
Well, but no, he's Irish, but that's, so it fits with our leader at the halfway point. And that, of course, is Shane Lowry. Sorry.
But wait, before you go there, how about Padraig, Champions Tour player, former British Open champion, two over par for the first 2 days? Amazing. Okay, now, Brian, you can go with Lowry.
It is amazing. Well, I was just going to say this. You know, we've been marveling at, you know, we talked to Greg Allen at last hour, who's a commentator for RTE in Ireland. And we talked about his ball striking, and we talked about his game and his creativity, and how he, you know, he Greg mentioned that he just kind of feels the shot, and that there's a lot of stuff at Royal Troon that is much more of feeling and seeing, and not about what TrackMan numbers suggest. I thought that was interesting. That was sort of his whole comment, wasn't it? That, you know, on the PGA Tour, it's almost scientific. You get these spin rates with this club head speed, and it equals wins on the PGA Tour. But when you get in these kinds of conditions with this type of test, you got to be able to feel it in your hands a little bit and manufacture shots where every swing is not the same. And that's how you kind of figure out conditions and tests like what we've seen so far at the Open.
You have to. Now, there's different venues for the Open Championship, and they, You basically, you can break it down into kind of two places, though. You have Troon this week, where the rough is really bad, the wind's blowing, you get the bounces in the fairways, and the little, you know, hit a good shot, ends up in a bunker kind of a thing because you got a bad bounce. It's brutal. It's very difficult. And then you have the St. Andrews, and a couple things, maybe sometimes you get what they call the fiery conditions, where, like Carnoustie, I've seen Carnoustie play incredibly easy and be the hardest course in the world with the same kind of, more or less same kind of wind conditions. Once it was fiery, they hadn't had a lot of rain, rough was all thinned out, it played so easy. And then the year that Vandeveld did his thing, the rough was impossible. I didn't even know how anyone's going to break. Really, I mean, guys were shooting in the 80s that week quite often, and it wasn't any surprise. I remember, I'm blanking on his name. Was it Pampling who shot 68, 81 and missed the cut? He led and then he missed the cut. And he probably didn't play that bad when he shot 81. Frosty shot 81 and almost won the tournament. Somebody else did that. I mean, so you have this real mix. But the point is, a lot of times out there, you have to be able to see things. You can't have the narrow focus. You know, let's bring up Bryson DeChambeau. I don't think you can play golf by the numbers at the British Open most of the time.
Yeah.
The numbers are too hard to calculate when the wind's gusting 19 right to left, and then all of a sudden it's going 24 a little more in, and then half a second later it's going straight across 17. Have you watched the wind gauges and how fast they change?
Yeah, it's crazy.
And the velocity. Yeah. So let's think about that for a second. There is luck involved in playing a shot when it's windy because the wind is not consistent. The wind is always variable, and it can make the difference between winning and losing the Players' Championship on the 17th hole if you just happen to hit the ball at the wrong time exactly the way you want and it goes in the water. So there's a lot of that that goes on at the Open Championships, and you have to kind of, you know, so this gets to where you're saying, wow, there's a lot of luck involved there. Yeah, there is. There's a lot of luck. There's a lot of timing. There's timing of when you might go out at 10 o'clock and get the best wind on the front nine and be able to shoot 31. And someone goes out at 11, has terrible wind on the front because the last three holes are their first three holes and the wind favored you. It's just bizarre. And so you think, gosh, there's no way you could be consistent at the Open Championship. And then you got Jack Nicklaus. 14 years in a row, I think he had one finish worse than six. How do you explain that?
Yeah. And what did he win it two or three times?
I think he won it three, and I think he probably won all three in that 14-year stretch. But not only was he only had one finish worse than six, I think, in the 14 years. I have to look at the graphic, but I think he had like 10 out of 14 were third place or better. it's the most crazy record that no one knows about in golf is how well he, and then let's think, what kind of player do you think of when you think of Nicklaus? Really high shots, right? Really high shots.
Yeah. High fade.
At the British Open? At the British Open, a high fade, like that's going to work, you know? But
yep.
Did I send you the video of Jack hitting that knockdown long iron into 17 at St. Andrews where the camera's behind him and he hits this, you can see he's hitting like a 4 or 5 iron or maybe even a 3 iron. And he's just hitting this beautiful cutoff follow through, hands way ahead, just bullet shot. And I'm like, I never saw Jack do that, but man, did he do that well. This guy, man, he was good.
Okay, so you talked about what he was able to do in the Open Championship. So we'll start in 66. He won. 67, he finished second. 68, tied for second. 69, tied for sixth. 70, won. 71, tied for fifth. 72, second. 73, fourth. 74, third. 75, tied for third. 76.
Are you kidding me?
Tied for second. 77, second. 78, won. 79, tied for second. 80, tied for fourth. That was the stretch.
That's insane.
He didn't
ever.
His worst finish was the tie for sixth.
The tie for sixth.
His worst finish was the tie for sixth.
What year did he tie for sixth?
He tied for sixth in 69. But every other finish was top five or better. Was top five.
Yeah, that's
T5 or better.
If you throw him out, you can go with my theory of that it's luck and timing a lot that determines your fate at the Open Championship when there's weather involved, which there usually is. But you have to throw that out the window with because of Jack's record. I mean, that can't get lucky for 14 straight years on timing. You can't. It's not. That's not possible, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's Gordon Gekko investing in the stock market stuff. You can't do that. Anyway, I love the Open. It is just, you know what always struck me, though, Bob, when I went over there is you'd get, you know, often, even on a nice week, with rare exceptions, you got the rain gear on, it's blowing. You come back to the place after the round, you feel like you're now sheltered from the elements and your face just feels it's got windburn on it and you're tired and you know there's the joy in being tired like that too that you love and with the exertion but you sit there and you think this is their nice time of the year here. This is their springtime. Why does anybody live here? There's no reason to live here. My apologies to everybody across the pond, but come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, and getting back to Shane Lowry, he looks like he's just relishing what he's going through right now. Other than that double bogey on the 11th hole today, you know, he comes down the last seven holes and he plays 200 par in the teeth of everything and finishes out his round with a 69.
As good as his 7-under performance was for the first two rounds, it pales compared to his answer in the press conference about being a front runner. Did you see it?
Yeah, he said, "I'm not a runner."
He goes, I wouldn't look at me as being a runner. And everybody, I mean, that was the line of the week right there, right?
Oh, my.
I mean, come on.
Oh, my. Okay, so let me ask you a question. And we know this answer, but it's amazing how bad you can be affected by just being on the wrong side of the draw.
There's an ultimate wrong side of the draw. It was Muirfield. I can't remember exactly when it was, but Justin Leonard was the second group off on Saturday morning and he shot 68 and he was in fourth place starting on Sunday.
Wow.
That was the year when it was okay in the morning and then it was in the 30s and blowing like 25 to 30. Think about playing golf on a really brutal course and it's in the high 30s and it's blowing, gusting to 30 miles an hour. How cold is that?
Yeah, and that's Tiger a little bit of a wind chill factor.
That's when Tiger shot 80-something that day, and he probably played good. But that's the best ever early, late tee time story I've ever heard. It had to be the worst of all time. Yeah, that was the one. But it'll happen a lot over there.
Yes, Caddy, it does.
Caddy's joining us here on Real Golf Radio. I'm just enjoying listening to your guys' conversation. That's pretty good stuff. Hey, let me
just
ask
me
you.
Me and the caddy.
Yeah, let me ask you this, though, Caddy. When you look at this leaderboard, knowing what we've seen with the conditions, how far is too far back? I mean, you obviously Shane Lowry controls that a little bit, but you've got some pretty big names, you know, not far down the list, including the world's number one, Scottie Scheffler, who starts the weekend five back.
I'm going to go into the plus. At least the plus twos are still capable of winning this tournament. There's only three guys. There's only three guys who are better than two under going to the third round. I mean, it could easily be an over par win. Easily be an over par win if the weather's bad enough. But even without it, I mean, so there's three guys, Rose, Brown, and Lowry, who are better than two under. And you wouldn't expect that one of them won't still be there up there, but they could all shoot 77 tomorrow, just like that, and not play that bad. It's not like most tournaments when you kind of get it going and you keep it going, and this one can just turn around. Look at JT's first two rounds.
That's crazy.
68.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 78 or something, whatever he shot. I mean, there you go. And you don't have to be, you just don't have to be clicking off very much at all. You can make the quad somewhere. Look at Joaquin Niemann making the, what's that, a quintuple bogey? What do we call an eight on a par three?
It is a quintuple.
Yeah, it's a quin. Yeah.
A quint. He had a quinny. He had a quint. And he still shot 71. How good is that? You can't make an eight on a par three and shoot 71
on a 120 yard par three, no less.
Oh, come on! It wasn't that long. It was like 85 yards, wasn't it? I'm just and it's downhill.
Yeah, both ways.
Both ways. Yeah.
All right. Well, Caddy, we thank you for your time, for your insights. Great stuff as always, man. It's just I love your enthusiasm, especially around open championships, whether on this side of the pond or there.
It's great, and. Must. Listeners, listen. That's why they call you listeners. You're supposed to be listening. You must go play Lynx Golf. Go. Do it. You have to do it. Don't let your life, your golf career go by without going over to Ireland or Scotland or England and playing a little Lynx Golf. You must do it.
There you go. A directive from the caddy. Thanks, Caddy. Enjoy the open weekend.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. The caddy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. I thought he wrapped it up perfectly. So for our producer, Dave Glauser and Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor. Thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoy the open weekend. We will see you next week to wrap it all up right here on Real Golf Radio.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.